Gimel, in Sif Aleph and Bet, it talked about the halachos of wearing tzitzis on Shabbos. Question is, do you have to? Well, it's not carrying, but if it's not fully, you don't have tzitzis properly in all four garments, then obviously it is carrying. And a person who goes out Rosh Hashanah that way, you're chayev achatas. Now the question comes, are you supposed to check your tzitzis on Shabbos morning? For many years, I thought it was no big deal. And the truth is, it's mefurish in the Ramah. The Ramah assumed that once, before you leave your house, you don't have to check it because there's a chazaka. And the Mishnah Berurah had said in Sifkatan Zion, Kevin Shabbat Koba Boker, once you already checked in the morning, then you don't have to worry about a couple of minutes later on when you're leaving, according to Magen Avram, that there's going to be a problem. However, and as a result, the Mishnah Berurah had said, Muchach Mizeh, according to Bach, then on Shabbos you have to check your tzitzis also. But he says, Va'olam ein nizharim bazeh. The Olam is not careful. Listen, he says, look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha had explained that why do people not check their tzitzis on Shabbos? Because what's the reason why you check your tzitzis in the first place? It's machlokas, the Magen Avram, and the Taz. The Magen Avram says, so you shouldn't walk 4 amos without your tzitzis. But the Taz had said that the reason is because of the chumrah of lo tisa b'brach levatal. So the question is, we should definitely check them. Because if they're possible, you know, you're making a bracha levatal. The end of the Bir Halacha says that the Nachon is on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, you should check your talis at the time you put it into the teak in order that you won't have to check it on Shabbos. Even more so, the Bir Halacha, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that since we have separate Shabbos talisim, what you should be doing, like last night, is when you put away your talis, that's when you should be checking. You should be checking it on Motzei Shabbos, then you put it into your teak, and then there's a chazaka that it's totally kosher. Another reason why people are not checking it, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, is because we're afraid that you're going to see that it got lessened, or got loose. And as a result of loose, what are you going to do on Shabbos? So you're going to make the knot, and that's going to be Chiyuv Deoraisa also. Sif Gimel is fascinating. It comes to a major sugi about the din of Gadol Kovod HaBrios. How far do you do with Gadol Kovod HaBrios to take off your, if you notice that your Talis Gadol or Talis Katan, is possible. What happens? When do you have a chiyuv to take it off? When don't you have to take it off? Let's take a couple of minutes. It's really, really fascinating.
When they only wore one piece of clothing.
Right, they took one clothing and then you would have to take off and you would be naked. That's what would happen. So listen to this. So it says, Im no de lo b'shabbat, b'shu karmelis, which is a reshus de rabbanon, sha'talit shalav pasal. If it was known, it was made known to you on Shabbos, that on karmelis, that your talis that you had on you was pasal, lo yisirenu me'alav, achi so you don't have to take it off till you get to your house because of Gadol Kovod HaBrios. It's a Gemara. It's a really fascinating sugya. It's Gemara and Brachos on New Testament days. It's one of the major parts of the sugyas. The Ramah says Hagav afilu talas katan shetachat bigadav in tzarich lifshot. You don't have to take it off. V'hu adinim nifsak echad min atzitziot. Even if one of the tzitziot is totally removed. And now, as a result of that, you're just embarrassed to sit without a talis. According to Beis Yosef, he says this is only true on Shabbos. The asur lasot tzitziot, aval b'chol chaygam no, it's asur. So let's explain. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, this is true even if you knew it from yesterday and you forgot to take off the tzitzis. We don't punish you. And that's Sif Katan Chet. Sif Katan Tet. He says, we're talking about a case where I'm in a Carmelist. Why is that important? Because in Carmelist, there's only an Isser Midrabanan to carry. Therefore, you do not have to take it off. Ulekach in Tzarich Lasir. Why? Because Kavod HaBrios is Doche in Isser Derabanan. Ask the Mishnah Berurah. Afagav. Did Tzitzis Mitzvah say the right? What do you mean Isser Derabanan? Okay, but since it's a mitzvah d'asei d'oraita, and by a mitzvah d'oraisa, lo dachina mibnei kavod habrios, what do you mean? You're not being fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis. So who cares that it's an issa d'rabbanan to what? It's true, it's an issa d'rabbanan to carry, but you're being mevatel a mitzvah d'asei d'oraita of not wearing tzitzis. Mikol makom shari. On Shabbos it's allowed. Why? Because there is no iser lav that says lo tilbash beged below tzitzit. It's only a mitzvah asay lahatil bo tzitzit. You have a mitzvah asay to put on tzitzit. And since you can't do that on Shabbos, you have, first of all, it's very interesting. It sounds like the mitzvah asay is to put on the tzitzit. It's not only as it's usually said that once you have four corner garments, then you should be wearing it. The mitzvah asay is to put on the tzitzit. And since you can't do that on Shabbat, you're not over the mitzvah asay, you're not transgressing the mitzvah asay, vein alav, just the issur derabbanan, and therefore, because of kavanah brios, you don't have to take off the talis. But, b'rishus harabim, let's say you had rishus harabim, which is min haTorah, you have to take it off. Bein b'talis gadol, bein b'talis katan. V'afilu nisha'er omeid aruma yidezeh. Says, even if you would be standing naked through that, she'en kavanah brios, doch issur deraisa kazeh b'chol gavim. Now, he says later on in Hilchos Shabbos, we should know there's machlokas nowadays, whether there's even a din called Rishus HaRabim. Number two, he says, you should know in Siman Yud Bet, we learned, what does it mean that it's considered possible? There's a machlokas, the Rashi and the Ri. What point is it possible? And he says, in this case, the Gadil, if the Gadil is Shalem, Vapsulu Rag Be'anaf, which is what? The Anaf is the strings, the Gadil is where the knots are. And the Re had said that the only psul is what? The only psul is when it's through the gedil. He says nuchal tzarif lazed datari le'el demachshir. And there, in that case, again, you could be another way of understanding that you have a machlokes. Why do you need to know? Even though we pasken much more like Rashi. Right, that was the end of Siman Yud Bet. Siman Yud Bet had talked about what's Kdei Aniva. According to Rashi, it's from the Anaf. According to the Ri, Afilu Nechtach Kol Anaf. Even if all the whole strings got ripped off, Velo Nishar Kdei Aniva. They didn't have the amount to tie it up. Only from the Gedil's Kasher. He says Minag Olam is Kirashi. But you could be Somech on the Ri. Here you see again the halachic process where at times you could be Somech on a Shita, especially when you have Kavod Abrius. Explains. Just the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud. Rotzalomer bein shenifsak lo gam karen atalit v'nasid bat shalosh. What does it mean, nifsak? It's talking about, let's say, that one whole corner of a garment is gone, so therefore it's only three corners. Or, if one of the tzitziot levad is pasul, that's for sure, according to the Rush, that said that once you have one which equals two, it's done. Right, I get that question all the time, which is when the strings come off. At what point is the tzitzis possible? Okay, it's a machlokas we saw in Siman Yud Bet Sif Aleph that said what? It's machlokas to Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when is it possible? It's when one of the four garments is, which is around 1.5 inches. I'm not so good with engineer, but that's right around there. All right, as opposed to the Rosh, who we paskin like, which is it's two of the four is possible. Comes now, and especially, therefore, especially nowadays, when you're makbid, so therefore everyone knows, if it's one on one side, one is totally ripped, then you're totally fine still, according to everybody, because you know that it's only one side. The problem is, if you're not makbid, which means you didn't tie there, and you have one on each side, so then it's possibly, then it's two separate strings, and then that might be a problem. So comes now the halacha, and says, if bein shenifsak lo achat mitzitzil levad, even if it was pasul when he first left out, he says afilo ya kfar pasul amin sifkatan yud b'shash yatsmi beiso kevon the b'shash shalavsho lo nodalo. But the bottom line is the time that I put it on, I didn't know. Again, there's no knas because of gadol kavod abrios v'afilo b'talit gadol shalanu. I turn she'enanu noagim lebosha to kol yom. Even our talis, we don't wear all day. Only beisat tefila she mitzvah, and therefore there's no bizayon by taking it off. Also, gam kein ein sarich lasiro, because lo plug. There's no plug between one talus and another talus. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagreed. And the question comes, really fascinating, is the question of, is there a difference between a talus gadol and a talus katan? Because, for example, the talus katan, maybe, is that that's sifkatan yidal, if he had said, b'afilu talus katan shetach begadav ein sarich livsho. Said the Mishnah Brura, the lo min karamilsa. It's not clear achar kachim holech pli talis katan. It's not clear that he's walking without a talis katan. You can argue with that if you hold it, you take your tzitzis out. Maybe it is clear, and therefore it could be considered a gnai. Become a pshit. Just taking it off is considered a gnai. The Mishnah Brura, just two other points. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Bet says it's all dependent on the person. It's really dependent on the person. If the person is embarrassed, then he could wear it without a bracha. But if the person is not embarrassed, aval im mitbayesh, in kana head to the covered race. If the person is not embarrassed, you can't say, look, other people. It's really subjective on you. Just one other piece, if you look at Sifkatan Tervav, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a difference between what's called a Gnai Gadol and a Gnai Katan. Because he says in Sifkatan Tervav, we said, Davka b'Shabbos perish, like we had said. Shabbos is only an Issur d'Rabbanan. But Bechol, that you're over an Issur d'Oraisa, Bechol Shah, the Kumba Aseh Bo Tzitzis. You have a Kumba Aseh to put Tzitzis on. Okay? And it's an Issur Torah. That the Gemara, when it says, Gadol Kovod Abrios, that it's Doche Afil Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah, that's only by a Sheva Taisa. That's only when you're not doing something. Imlo, the one example, Gadol Kovod Abrios is even Doche, a mitzvah Aseh Doraita, if it's a Gnai Gadol. If it's a Gnai Gadol, therefore, we had said, Asur Lebosh Atali Gadol Kishiroa Shimbo Tzitzit, Delay Shibli Talis. According to the Rama, that's only a Gnai Katam. According to the Rama, if it's you're sitting without a talis, it's a Gnai Katam. Or if it's Rishus HaRabim, to take it off, a talis gadol, when one of the tzitzis broke down, they say it's only considered a Gnai Katam. However, in the shul, if what happens, somebody comes over and you say it's possible, many of the Achronim are makel to say not to take off the talis in shul, because they hold, once you're in the shul, the Rabim, taking off, sitting in the shul without a talis, People are going to be machmir. Chayadim's machmir. The pshita talis gadol. They say it's a gnai katan. Others will say no, it's a gnai gadol. Obviously, if the shul has another talis, then it's not considered a gnai gadol. You take it off, and you you just wear the shul's talis, and that would not be considered. So there's a big question whether it's a gnai gadol to take it off in the shul. Whether also that's true by a Talis Katan also. Because the bottom line is the Gnai Godol Doche Kovod Abrios, even by Nisa Daraisa, B'Sheva Taisa. Okay? That is the. If I see a friend of mine that their tzitzis are possible, you should not run over to him and say, hey, go take it off. You should wait till he gets home. And then he should take it off. We'll start Simon Yudalit. Yeah.
That's the chiddush of Siman Yud Gimel Sifah. It's a beged. Arba tzitzil makvin zetzer, and it's considered carrying. But once it's mitzuyak kelachata, you can walk with it because it's a beged. Even if we don't have chiddush, that was sif bet.
But it's a beged even if they're not.
That's the chiddush. That it's not good. That at that point, it's not considered a beged. So it's not considered a beged. That would be the chiddush. That's what Mishnah Berurah said in yesterday. And he said, I would think. Let's say one of the strings are cut off. You'd say they're batal to the beged, and it's considered a beged. The chiddush is no. The chiddush is that it doesn't become batal. Therefore, it's like you're carrying. The Gemara says that those strings are considered chashuv, and it's not batal. Beautiful. Good job.
Thank you.